Today, we are talking about what to actually ask a financial advisor when you are a young professional.
That is a great topic because honestly, picking an advisor feels as intimidating as picking a doctor, right?
It really does. And people often spend more time reading reviews for a new vacuum than vetting the person handling their life savings.
I am guilty of that, but to be fair, I do not know what questions I should even be asking.
You are not alone. And it is a big deal because young adults are dealing with expensive cities and high interest rates.
Plus, there is just a lot of financial anxiety out there, and I feel like I am constantly seeing conflicting advice on social media.
That is actually a huge issue since research shows about half of Gen Z and millennials get their financial advice from social media.
And that stuff is mostly unregulated, so it is usually just hype or someone trying to sell you on a risky trade.
Exactly, but when people actually sit down and document a formal plan, 96% of them report feeling confident they will hit their goals.
So it is less about guessing and more about having a roadmap. But where do we start with the interview process?
The very first thing you have to ask is if they are a fiduciary, and specifically if they are one 100% of the time.
Wait, does that mean some advisors are only fiduciaries sometimes?
It does, which is wild. But some operate under a suitability standard where they can push products that pay them higher commissions.
That sounds like a major red flag. So I should ask them to put their fiduciary status in writing?
Yes, if they hesitate or give you a vague answer, you should walk away immediately.
Okay, that is a hard rule, but what about the emotional side of money, like my student loans or credit card stress?
A good advisor should definitely address the psychological impact of debt, because 4 out of 10 people feel stressed after using their credit cards.
That is huge, and I feel like most advisors just want to talk about stocks and ignore the fact that I am worried about my monthly bills.
A great advisor will treat your financial anxiety as seriously as they treat your portfolio growth.
What about building up a safety net, like an emergency fund?
That is non-negotiable, and you should ask how many months of expenses they think you need in cash.
I read that for Gen Z, not saving enough for emergencies is actually their biggest financial regret.
That makes sense. And an advisor should help you build that buffer before pushing you into any aggressive investments.
That makes me feel better, but how do I know if their investment strategy is actually legit?
You want someone who explains things in plain English, focusing on low costs and broad market participation.
So if they start talking about picking individual stocks to beat the market, I should be skeptical?
Exactly, because you want someone who prioritizes behavioral coaching and keeping your costs low, not a gambler.
What about the fees? That is always the part that makes me feel like I'm being tricked.
Look for a fee-only advisor who charges a flat fee or an hourly rate, rather than taking a percentage of your assets.
And definitely avoid anyone who says their advice is free.
If it is free, you are the product, and they are likely making money on the back end through commissions.
That makes so much sense, and I guess the final piece is just making sure they actually care about my life goals?
That is the ultimate goal, finding someone who supports your vision, like taking a sabbatical or buying a home.
It is funny because people think you need millions to get an advisor, but that is not true, right?
Not at all, especially with the rise of flat fee planners who work with young professionals starting from scratch.
This has been super practical, so what is the one thing our listeners should do today?
Find 2 fee-only fiduciary planners through a site like the XY Planning Network and schedule a free intro call.
Use the checklist we talked about, see who actually listens to you, and go from there.
That is the best way to take control, so head over to geldzak.com for more resources and links to get started.